Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. We all live in various degrees of fear at times. God created us, and He has provided instructions for how we can have peace.
Peace give I to thee. Peace give I.
Heavenly Father, please comfort our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus this very moment. We ask that your Holy Spirit help us stay focused on you and your many great and precious promises as we go through this day. Help us to keep the perspective that you are sovereign and that you direct our steps. Give us your peace, not as the world gives, but the fruit of your Holy Spirit. As we hear things around us on TV, radio, the newspaper, on the internet, or spoken by those around us, guard our hearts and minds so that we may remember that you alone our God. You created this universe and all that is in it. We can rest in you and enjoy that peace that passes all understanding. Deliver us from evil and the fear of those things that are unknown. Now, Lord, please direct our thoughts during these next few moments as we hear from your word and while we worship and praise you, our God, our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer. Amen.
The blood of Jesus whispers peace.
Thank you for listening to Call to Worship today.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no call whose heart is kind beyond all measure, gives unto each day what he deems best. Loving me is part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest.
Help me every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation. Offer me within your holy word.
Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meet, to take as from our Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promise.
You are listening to Call to Worship. When you are logged into your Facebook account, be sure to look us up. Facebook.com/Call to Worship with Gary Robey. Please make a note of it. That's Facebook.com/Call to Worship with Gary Robey. When you see the page showing my picture in the top left and a dove with the words Call to Worship, then you're there. I will post the weekly topic and devotion for you, and you'll see comments from some of our other Facebook followers. When you're in your Twitter account, search Twitter for us at Call, followed by the number 2, then Worship Him. That's at Call to Worship Him. You will find inspirational thoughts and scripture to help keep you focused on our Lord at Call to Worship Him. Our website provides quick links to Facebook and our Twitter feed. And to hear the short devotions from our Call to Worship program, subscribe to our podcast while on our website at calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. If you appreciate this ministry, it's important that we hear from you. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry, or if you prefer, your tax-deductible gift can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship and praise.
Noise and to the Lord, we serve Him with gladness. We times we call alone. From the mighty to the small, the glory in them all is God's and God's alone. And worst of man can't change the master plan. It's God's and God's alone. God and God alone is fit to take the universe's throne. Let everything that lives let's pray.
And in this life, while on this earth, on this planet, we will constantly be surrounded by events and circumstances that bring fear and uncertainty. It has been this way since creation. God has provided instruction for us on how to deal with these things, and He will be faithful to His promises that it will turn out all right. Just listen to the words of Jesus Himself. I have said these things to you, says John 16, that in Me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. In Romans 8, verse 28 through 31, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Now listen to just some of the scriptures reminding us to fear not. Beginning with 2 Timothy, first chapter. For God has not given us the spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord. As the prophet Isaiah told the nation of Israel in Isaiah 41, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." David had many reasons to fear, and one person that gave him confidence. Psalm 56, "O God, have mercy on me, for people are hounding me. My foes attack me all day long. I'm constantly hounded by those who slander me, and many are boldly attacking me. But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. I praise God for what He has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me?" And later in Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in His temple. For He will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in His sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At His sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music." Psalm 108, "O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto Thee among the nations. For Thy mercy is great above the heavens, and Thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be Thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and Thy glory above all the earth." Isaiah 26, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusteth in Thee. Trust ye the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." 1 Peter, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you." And finally, Philippians 4, "Don't worry about anything." There's that "fear not." "Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." Dear friend, fear not. Let this peace, God's peace, be in you.
Consider all the worlds Thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout this universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation, take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God.
Amen. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song. God has not given us the spirit of fear, folks, but of power, love, and self-control. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you are not a believer, friend, please listen. If you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God, man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow is not a given. The offer of salvation is. And you can reach us here by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or just contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find more about our ministry and the good news of the gospel. That's www.calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, to know Jesus and the power of His resurrection will help us to have no fear. Isaiah 41, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness."
When sorrow home.